This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2252. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded July 18th, China, Colombia, Cuba, Egypt, Europe, Finland, Germany, Japan, Mexico, Montenegro, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nicaragua, Russia, UK, USA, unidentified 4740, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. From Hope, British Columbia, Tony Pavick reports, a station on 6035, July 17th, between 1230 and 1315 UT, believed to be Yunnan Radio International in China. It seemed to be in Chinese, and there was some music, and 5+1 time pips at the top of the hour. Following last week's report of the Colombian pirate Organización Radial El Prado from Manuel Menes in Spain, he reports it again on the 15th of July, 6016.9, at 0128 to 0137 with Latin American songs. A few minutes later, I tuned in and had a just barely audible carrier measured on 6016.84. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba, considering 4765 Radio Progreso. Nominal schedule is only from midnight 30 to 0400 UT, closing at local midnight. However, Manuel Mendes in Spain found it still on the air at 0515 on the 12th of July. Via the remote in Bonaire, Zaharis Leongas still had it on at 0636, and I tuned in direct at 0654 when Radio Progreso was still running, as if in response to my observation, why isn't it running 24 hours like Radio Rebelde, which is also on 5025, sometimes and sometimes not. But the following nights, 4765 was not being heard past 0400. Radio Havana Cuba English in our evenings is sometimes only on 9700 instead of 6000 or anywhere else, but usually not. I was hearing it UT Monday, July 15th at 0219 and at 0234 with the Caribbean Outlook show about damage by Hurricane Beryl to some windward islands. Another unreliable English frequency is 15140 at 19 to 20 UT, usually off the air, but it was on the air July 18th, with the modulation continually breaking it up, making it unlistenable. Something's always wrong at RHC. Another station which has a very hard time transmitting and modulating properly at the same time is Radio Cairo in Egypt, as we discussed last week, especially for the English Sesquiar at 2115, supposedly on 9440. From the Isle of Wight, Alan Holder explains the situation. Is there any other way to hear it if not on shortwave? He says three ERU government stations are available on UTELSAT G, hotbird 13 degrees east, 12399 gigahertz, polarization H, FEC 29700, 2 over 3. That is Voice of the Arabs, Holy Quran, and Radio Cairo General Program in Arabic. English on FM for the local audience is on 95.4, but cannot be accessed in my region via any web player such as TuneIn. Other European languages are also on FM, but I'm not sure if they are on the air currently. Apparently programming is just popular music with announcements in English and other languages, so not the same as that intended for the foreign audience on shortwave. He says, I did ask their tech people if they would consider broadcasting their external service on satellite or resume the internet service, but I had no response. Ken Zicke in Michigan replies, so in other words, one, they never broadcast on satellite audible in North America. Two, haven't actually been on the air via satellite for years. Three, even when they were on, the English service wasn't part of the satellite offerings. And four, notoriously, they can't be understood, even when they do manage to put a signal on the air on shortwave. Is there something I'm missing? Alex Myatnikov in Ukraine replies, kindly confirmed that Egypt's foreign service was on satellite. I remember their Russian service being there around 2008 or 9. If there was Russian, then English had to be too. Kai Lushish in Germany replies, yes, it was for some time on 13 degrees east. It had been monitored there, what they were doing in 2011, but this signal is gone for a long time, perhaps 10 years. And perhaps there is nowadays something at 7 degrees west satellite, but with a spot beam that ends over the Mediterranean Sea. The web stream I knew no longer exists, and if I remember correctly, they at some time stated they have shut it down because we are back on shortwave. They are beyond help, says Kai Lufisch. Then from Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany. Many years ago, egradio.eg offered a complete set of streams, including a domestic stream in European languages. But there are commercial aggregators who put out Egyptian channels like the European language stream at maspero.eg. Zaharias Liangas says, the Cairo government stations are at mytuner-radio.com under Egypt. And background for French-speaking announcer at Classic Distance, introducing a program with music by Haydn. Mono, not full 15 kHz, and some buzzing, but at least not compressed to death. Must be what is supposed to go out in Cairo on 95.4 MHz. But that is not the foreign service, as on the circuit to the almost dead Abbas shortwave station. There used to be a non-daily motion stream with this studio output, but it no longer exists, and I've not seen a new one so far. Paul Walker reports a European pirate on 15105, with an incredibly strong signal into Alaska, Sunday, July 14th, between 1750 and 1930 UT. Cupid Radio. He managed to contact them by phone, and they turned their antenna toward him, resulting in an increased signal, and put him on the air for a while. Cupid Radio was listenable for over 40 minutes, supposedly 500 watts to 1 kilowatt, into a three-element Yagi. Bruce Churchill in California reports the low-power Finnish station in Asikala, Radio Pico, P-I-K-O, Sunday, July 14th. Tuned first on 5980 LSB at 2018 UT via remote in Hungary. With jazz and big band vocals and frequent recorded IDs as Radio Pico with frequencies. Also, SoScan Television. Recorded announcement for This is American Forces Network Europe. As per schedule at 2100, they switched to 3990 LSB, and he got that via remote in northwestern Ireland, including some SSTV bursts. The 22 to 23 UTR was a nice performance, and well outside its announced coverage area of Finland, still going past 2303. Regarding tests of Texas Radio Shortwave via Channel 292 in Germany, 9670 last weekend, Chris Mackerel says it made it to New Zealand, barely readable, but the remote in New Zealand gave quite good reception. Terry Colgan of Texas Radio Shortwave says testing to North American listeners on 9670 continues this weekend, July 20th UT at 0300 and the 21st at midnight UT. From Channel 292 in Germany, 10 kilowatts with a 10 dB gain beam antenna. On the 20th, it's a rebroadcast of Texas Town's I've Been Everywhere, and on the 21st, featuring Austin Saturday Night. New Texas coloring book QSLs will be available for correct detailed reception reports to Texas Radio Shortwave at protonmail.com, and reports using remote receivers, SDRs, are welcome. Expect regular monthly broadcasts for North America beginning in early August. From Bremerhaven, Leslie Illingworth explains the power ratings of German private shortwave stations. As far as I know, they all have their local maximum power declared, depending on site size and frequencies used. This is calculated as the safe radiation distance. Same goes for ham operators. Channel 292 has a very small site size compared to HCJB Venermoor, Shortwave Gold, Europe 24, and Shortwave Service from KAL. HFCC data for Channel 292 shows 2 kilowatts max on 9 and 6 megahertz and 1 kilowatt on 3 megahertz. Of course, a beam and excessive modulation might boost output on the higher frequencies. HCJB Venermoor is allowed 10 kilowatts, but probably using only 1 kilowatt due to electricity costs on $39.95, $59.20, and $73.65. Shortwave Golden Vinson, he doesn't think they're using their allowed capacity of 5 kilowatts on $39.75 and $61.60. Radio Europe 24 in Dattelen is allowed 15 kilowatts by the German FNA, probably because of just using one frequency, 6150. Shortwave service in Kahl has a huge site and high power allocated, but not using it. That is 20 kilowatts on $39.85 and $60.85. And Leslie Illingworth concludes, most stations use less power. Some claim more power output. Zacharias Liangas in Greece has been trying to contact the private shortwave station in Japan, Radio Nikkei. And he got this reply. Greetings from Listener Services. We are grateful for your detailed reception report and can confirm the signal you received is indeed from our broadcast. We would like to inform you that our station does not provide QSO cards for receptions through the Internet. We appreciate your understanding regarding this policy. Thank you for being a valued listener, and we hope you continue to enjoy our broadcasts. Warm regards from Radio Nikkei, such as on 6115 and 6055. Someone heard a Latin American station on 6010 and wondered whether it was Mexico or Brazil, since both are listed. Stephen Luce in Houston says, I've heard Radio Inconfidencia on 6010 many times recently when checking the Brasilia remote, so still mostly active with scattered outages. Andy Lavendale in Italy says, it has been if the Radio Mille was heard on 6010 in Italy, October 2013. Unfortunately, I never managed to get a verification. Following from the Telegraph Agency of the Soviet Union July 9th via Rusty X, Russia will take asymmetrical measures against Montenegro, which has banned the broadcasting of some Russian media since July 10th. This is stated in official commentary of the Russian Foreign Ministry. We regard the next attack of the Montenegrin government as a hostile act of naked censorship designed to give the appearance of legitimacy to the grossest violations of media freedoms, and on to the other to curry favor with EU Brussels in the hope of cherished progress on the Europath. They are ready to please the Russophobic transatlantic agenda, continue the course of undermining the democratic foundations of their society, and deprive their own citizens of the right to access information. These unfriendly actions will not remain without an asymmetric response. We are talking about 20 domestic media operators, including Channel 1, Russia 1, RT, Sputnik, NTV, REN-TV, and others. It implies a ban on satellite and cable broadcasts of their content, as well as any other way of distributing it, including the Internet. Filed under Netherlands, though we're not sure where Free Radio Service Holland really transmits from, news about their fourth edition of their Summer Splash on three consecutive Sundays in a row, July 21st, 28th, and August 4th, between 19 and 21 UT. Frequencies subject to change, 5940 and 9300 or 9335. We are sorry for the lack of our 7700 outlet. Each evening consists of 2 one-hour programs, each of them thematic. This can lead to surprising choices. Let yourself be pleasantly surprised. And check their website for any important announcements such as frequency changes. frsholland.nl. About New Zealand, Ricky Long in Alberta says, RNZ Pacific has updated its schedule. Among other things, it shows simultaneous broadcasts on AM and DRM from 1651 to 2058 UT Sunday to Friday. So the new transmitter is good to go for regular use. Check the schedule at rnzi.com under How to Listen. Via BCDX, L'Osservatore Romano reports July 12th that the Nicaraguan regime has closed Radio Maria, blocking its bank accounts, and lifting its legal status as of July 9th. As justification, the government said that Radio Maria had not submitted a financial report, and the term of office of the editorial board expired in November of 2021. What's the frequency? WRTH had it on 99.9 FM in Manawa. However, there is a Radio Católica on medium wave 720, sometimes DX'd in North America. Via International Vacuum, Internet, Medium, Short, and very short waves, World of Radio 2252, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Tony Pavick in British Columbia, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Don't you believe an imaginary shortwave schedule from Russia? An A24 HFCC listings is quoted by a news group in Spain as if it were correct. It seems that Radio Russia and Voice of Russia keep registering broadcasts, many via transmitter sites which surely no longer exist in usable condition. Alexander Myatnikov in Ukraine replies, over the past decade, there have been numerous reports about either neglect or demolition dismantling of equipment at many of those sites. Most of them are beyond repair, though some are still able to broadcast on medium wave, Armavir, Tbilisskaya, Kaliningrad, Bolshakovo. The decision to leave shortwave was made by media bosses of the newly created Rossiya Svobodnaya Agency in 2013, including Simonyan and Kiselyov, citing impossibility to measure their audience on medium or shortwave in contrast to the Internet. And even in the last years of the Voice of Russia, there were serious cutbacks in its medium and shortwave output, seen with every new broadcasting season. But it's still Russia, so this is totally unpredictable whether they return or not. Mike Terry forwards a long article titled Medium Wave Sunset in Europe. It's from redtech.pro. European medium wave transmitters are going silent. On April 1st, the BBC shut down the 9 transmitters that had previously brought BBC Radio 4 and AM to the whole country. Since January 2018, the British public broadcaster has started to switch off the AM transmitters for its local stations. It plans to abandon the band totally by 2027 at the latest. This trend goes beyond the BBC. In the last years, British commercial broadcasters have also switched off AM. In the case of Bauer Media, not a single AM transmitter remains operational. The UK is the last fortress of AM transmission in Europe. Over the last sesquidecade, many other countries disconnected their last AM transmitters. Austria in 2008, Switzerland 2010, Ireland 2012, Germany 2015, Belarus 2016, Albania 2017, and Belgium 2018, to name a few. More than 20 European countries have ceased AM transmission. Across the continent, less than 100 AM services remain active. Notwithstanding, AM still resists, or should that be persists, against all odds in markets such as Estonia, Greece, Hungary, Poland, Portugal, Romania, and Spain, among others. However, many big broadcasters still relying on this technology have often reduced their transmission power without receiving complaints from the audience, a strong signal about how the future may look. And there's much more in this article by David Fernandez Quijada about the decline of AM in the U.S. and elsewhere at redtech.pro. We're still trying to make sense of the obvious cutbacks at VOA and USAGM as far as shortwave broadcasting in various languages, lacking anything specific out of headquarters. However, Dan Robinson says, I just received this from a source on July 12th. All shortwave out of Tinian and Saint-Thomé has been cut off. The elimination of transmissions, VOA and RFA, is a precursor to shutting down those stations over the next year. They still have to deal with personnel and equipment, etc. Stephen Luce in Houston replies, I guess anyone in the market for second-hand shortwave transmitters that might have some service life left should contact USAGM. Hello, WEWN, WT quadruple U, etc. Bill Tufford says, an interesting thought, but logistical costs, including transport, could prove nasty even with a fire sale. From the U.S. government end, leasing time might not be all that wacky in theory, but some of the possible lessors, like Uzbekistan and Armenia, are dicey choices for U.S. government stuff. Kai Ludwig says perhaps equipment from Tinian will now go to Kuwait, but that's the only reuse I could still imagine. Well, I hear that some transmitters at Greenville, also known as Grimesland, are very much in need of replacement. Meanwhile, several members of our group have done a lot of monitoring of scheduled VOA broadcasts, noting which languages are still there on which frequencies and which not. But it's all too convoluted, complex, and tentative to try to convey on this program. And a separate issue concerning USAGM. Dan Robinson headlines this VOA USAGM in Spotlight at House Oversight and Accountability Hearing. He says the reality is that USAGM and VOA have in fact become part of what even I have come to refer to as left-leaning MSM or establishment media. There's no other way to describe it. The media situation in this country has, as we all know, become absolutely polarized. Just as right or right-leaning media are guilty of extreme bias, so are those on the left. Dan Robinson continues, USAGM is a federal agency, part of the executive branch of government. It has been demonstrably mismanaged for years. Only Republicans attempt to hold it to account, as shown by the McCall investigation. The now former acting VOA director called congressional complaints to VOA silly, one of the worst demonstrations of hubris toward Congress in decades. Democrats, meanwhile, simply dismiss criticisms as unjustified attacks on loyal civil servants, but do nothing to demand course corrections. Meanwhile, USAGM has successfully persuaded members of Congress from both parties that it is still somehow vital to U.S. power projection, which it is not. If VOA disappeared tomorrow, there would be a brief uproar fueled by public diplomacy organizations and ex-diplomats and former USG officials with a vested interest in seeing that the agency is perpetuated year after year. Then the world would move on. The same cannot be said, in my view, about the BBC, which, though it has suffered from budget pressures, long ago established itself as a much more reliable breaking news and multimedia global outlet. The words of Dan Robinson. Bill Tilford replies, I shudder at the thought of China having near monopoly on great power HF radio broadcasts. It looks like we may end up there anyway, but what do they know that we don't? After the shooting at Trump, I'm glad to say that in our group, there was no political bickering, rather discussion of media coverage of the event. BBC getting better reviews than VOA. Kai Ludwig says, what resources are actually left for English language output at VOA? For a website that does hardly rolling news, plus radio broadcasts that I assume are mostly recorded. I would not be surprised at all if on Saturday evenings it's down to a single person, the one reading the radio news, as well known for some time by merely dialing a number and speaking into the telephone. On 9330, July 17th at 0642, I was tuning across World's Last Chance Radio via WBCQ and heard another flat Earth lesson. A guy was explaining how there cannot be any satellites orbiting because, well, the Earth is flat. Most satellite dishes, he says, are not pointing straight up, after all, and are really picking up terrestrial signals. With a straight face? Of course, many satellites in geosynchronous orbits are closer to the horizon, and they could only be straight up from an equatorial angle, duh. Is Alan Unger, a man of science, secretly snickering at his benefactors, stemming from an Egyptian cosmetics tycoon? Bill Tilford replies, or is said Egyptian tycoon secretly snickering at the inhabitants of the U.S. for failing to put anything saner on the air with the same signal strength? Yeah, the joke's on someone, but on whom? By whom? Meanwhile, Ricky Long in Calgary, Alberta says, I swear I was hearing something on 5830, weaker, and parallel to WBCQ 9330, around 0325 UT, July 12th. But by the time I started looking around for some remotes to double-check, the 5830 signal was gone, but 9330 was still there. I then checked HFCC registrations and found the only entry on 5830 is a frequency reserved for WTWW, between midnight and 14 UT, but I can't imagine that was what he was hearing. In the past, World's Last Chance has used some other sites, maybe they're trying that again, such as Bulgaria. The past week, from July 12th to 18th, I've been checking the two frequencies of WMLK in Pennsylvania. I found that they're quite unreliable. You never know whether they're going to be on the air or not. 15150 starting at 04 UT, or 9275 starting at 17 UT, both except on Sabbath days. Tim Stamp says WNYC has started producing a program on the history of radio. It's called 100 Years of Radio. Airs Monday and Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, which should be listenable online as well at WNYC.org. Focus is on broadcasting. Most people wouldn't make that medium wave AM, but they would also welcome comments about shortwave listening. Following up last week's report about many Houston area AM stations off the air or in dead air because of Hurricane Beryl, Steve Witt in the Medium Wave Circle follows up as of July 15th. According to reports from listeners in the area, most of them are back on the air, but these were still silent. KLAT 1010, KGOW 1560, that's Vietnamese, and KMIC 1590 still off, while KYOK 1140 was dead air. First reported in May, and I've been hearing it every night after 05 UT on 1650 kHz, a tone of about 420 hertz. Where is it coming from? There are only a handful of stations in North America on 1650. Previous reports concluded it must have been coming from KFOX, the Korean station in Torrance, California. I tried to pin it down by listening to remotes in southwestern U.S. from 0345 past 05 UT, July 18th. Two Kiwis were getting a mixture of Korean from KFOX and Spanish sports, which would be KSVE El Paso, in the TUDN network. At 0459, I heard a KFOX ID in English as AM 1650, Southern California's number one Korean language radio station. And a few words of Korean, and at 0500, the tone came on. But the Spanish was no longer being heard, and by 0505, I was still hearing Korean. Then I checked the nearest remote to El Paso, Texas, in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, and it was only getting the tone. So that concludes it is KSVE, putting out that tone overnight from 05 to 12 UT. At first, we figured some station must be plugging into a satellite feed, which was no longer available. But it could hardly be accidental, since it's been going on for over 2 months. Furthermore, at 0638 UT, July 18th, I got a bearing on it easily on the DX398 as west-southwest, which fits for El Paso. I should have done that in the first place. Also, Robert Vance in El Paso says it's a local signal for him. KSVE. Also, earlier, Walt Salmon of NBC was hearing it best on an antenna bearing of 130 degrees, which is closer to KSVE than KFOX or anything else. Well, I should also make clear that the tone makes it appear that there are spurs, extra carriers on each side of 1650 at about 1649.58 and 1650.42. Here's an interesting ID by Zakliangas in Greece using a remote in Argentina on 4739.99. Could it be an LA Pirate in Spanish? Heard at 0547 UT. I suggest it could be a medium wave harmonic from 1580, 1210, or 790. The propagation outlook from SWPC. ANK indices no higher than 5 and 2 from July 21st to August 10th. Solar flux declining from 200 July 20th to 165 August 1st and 2nd, and back up to 200 by August 7th. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations. Glenn Hauser, concluding World of Radio 2252. Hoping you'll hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.